Amen. John chapter number 10. Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 1. John chapter 10, verse number 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Excuse me. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things there were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Our Father, I pray that you would bless us. I pray that you would teach us. I pray that we would understand your word. Lord, we need to hear from you. We need to understand it, and only the Holy Spirit can teach us. So, Lord, we rely on you to do that today. Instruct us that we might live a life that pleases you, that you might draw anyone unsaved here with us today to you in salvation. Guide and direct in Jesus' name. Amen. We come now to John chapter number 10. And in John chapter number 10, there are two I am sayings of Jesus Christ. We'll cover one this week, another one next week. Today we will talk about I am the door. Jesus Christ says here, I am the door. So let's get right into it. Number one, the prop. The prop. Jesus Christ uses an object lesson here. He uses a figure of speech to teach the people something he needs them to know, something he needs them to understand. He says in verse number 7, I am the door of the sheep. In verse number 9, I am the door. So the prop he uses, the object lesson he uses, is that of a door. Now, we don't fully understand it, but he's talking here about sheep and a sheepfold. He's talking about the enclosure where all of the sheep would be put back into at night. Now, this enclosure would keep them safe by night, but this enclosure had one way in and one way out. And there was a door opening for the sheep to go in and an opening for the sheep to come out, and they knew what that was, but there was no door on the sheepfold because the shepherd would become the door every single night. He would sleep in the doorway. He would sit in the doorway. He would stand in the doorway. He literally became the door. He kept the sheep in when they needed to stay in. He kept the other animals out, robbers out, thieves out, wolves out, whatever needed to stay out, he kept them out. He became the door. So Jesus Christ is talking about the sheepfold. He's talking about the sheep traveling in and out of that sheepfold. And he said, others have tried to come, but the sheep wouldn't listen. Other false shepherds have tried to climb over, but they couldn't do it. They're thieves, they're robbers. He said, I am the door. Now, don't be mistaken. They understood exactly what he was talking about when he said, I am. I am the door. I am the only way to heaven, is what he's saying. So let me give you some words to describe here what he means by that. I am the door. First word is necessity. Necessity. If there's no door, there's no entrance. If there's no door, there is no way to get to God. You understand that? If there's no door, there is no way in. And Jesus Christ said, I am the door. I am the entrance to God. No door, no entrance to God. No door, no forgiveness. No door, no peace. No door, no truth. No door, no salvation. No door, no purity. No door, there is no heaven. It is by necessity that Jesus Christ is the door. Second word, singularity. Singularity. He said, I am the door. He's saying there's only one, and I am the door. There is only one door. Don't waste your time looking for another. Don't waste your time trying to find another way to God, another way to heaven, another way into all of these things. Jesus Christ said, there is no other way. I am the door. In John chapter 14, verse number 6, we'll get to it. He said, I am the way, the truth, the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other way. Singularity. Personality. Personality. Jesus himself is the way. He is the door. That leaves out ceremonies. No rite or ritual or ceremony will be the door into heaven, will be the door to God. They cannot be because Jesus Christ himself is the door. Amen. It doesn't come by ceremonies. It doesn't come by doctrine. No special doctrine of this or special doctrine of that. Jesus Christ is the door. It is not professions. It's not, well, I believe this or I believe that and I'm sincere about what I believe. Well, you can be sincerely wrong. It doesn't really matter. Jesus said, I am the door. He is the door. Memberships. You can search all you want to be a member of this and be a member of that and be a member here, a member there. None of those things matter because Jesus said, I am the door. Amen. Suitability. Suitability. Jesus is the God-man. He's the only one suited to be our mediator. Amen. The only one suited to stand between God and man. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 5 says, for there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Amen. Go in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Verse number 18. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, or to know, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The Apostle Paul here describes Jesus Christ as the mediator, the go-between. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. The only one suitable to do that, born of a virgin, living a perfect life, he was the perfect man, and yet he was God all at the same time. And as he hung on the cross, suspended between heaven and earth, he made reconciliation for us. He paid our sin penalty in full. And when we come to Jesus Christ as our Savior, he in effect takes the hand of God and takes your hand and brings you together. Amen. The God-man. The only one suitable to do that. He brings us together. He tells us here, we now have that ministry of reconciliation. We're going to find people and bring them to Jesus so that he can reconcile them to God. And go find somebody else and bring them to Jesus so that he can reconcile them to God. But Jesus Christ is the sole mediator. He is the God-man who can reconcile us to God. He said, I am the door. Amen. Perpetuity. Perpetuity. He said, I am the door. Now, don't misunderstand the I am part of that. He said, I am. In Exodus chapter number 3, verses 13 to 14, Moses asked God, God, you want me to go back? You want me to lead your children out of Egypt? When they ask, who sent me? What's your name? Who shall I tell them sent me? What is Jehovah's answer to him? What is God's answer to him? I am that I am has sent you. You go back and tell them, I am hath sent you. So when Jesus Christ takes that phrase, I am, the Jews know exactly what he's talking about. He's claiming to be God. His I am is for all times and for all ages. Go to John chapter number 8. John chapter number 8. John chapter 8. Go to verse number 58. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Now understand the context here. Jesus Christ is talking to them and telling them that Abraham saw my day and rejoiced in seeing me. And they say, you're not even 50 years old. How could Abraham possibly have seen you? And what does he say? Before Abraham was, I am. Oh, they got what he was saying. They wanted to kill him right there on the spot for the claim. Remember, Jesus Christ wasn't killed for a crime. He was crucified for a claim. He's saying clearly, I am, meaning he is Jehovah God. Amen. Now, in the past, and forever, he is the ever-present I am. Go to John chapter number 18. John chapter number 18. John chapter 18. They're coming to arrest him in the Garden of Gethsemane. They are coming with hundreds of soldiers to arrest this one man. In verse number 5, look at verse number 2. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oft-times resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. Now, what I want you to notice is the word he there is in italics. That means it was added by the King James translators to make our reading smoother. So it's not there in the original language. So Jesus, in effect, does not say, I am he. What does he say? I am. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am, they went backward and fell to the ground. You see that? He is claiming here to be Jehovah God. Amen. And his saying so here in John chapter 18 has so much power, it knocked these soldiers back off their feet. Wow. He's saying, I am God. I have always been God. I will always be God. I am God. And I am the door. Amen. Number two, the persons. We've seen the prop. He is the door. We've seen all of these words that describe the door. The persons. Who are the users of the door? Who can use this door? Back in John chapter number 10, verse number 9, we read, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Three key phrases here. First of all, any man. If any man. I'm so glad that the door to heaven doesn't say private. I'm so glad that the door in heaven doesn't say you can't come in. It says what? Any man. Who can enter in? Any man. Jesus Christ put it this way. whosoever will may come. Amen. All may come to Jesus Christ. Any man. There are no qualifications about race, rank, education, office, or wealth. You don't have to be anything to come to the door to get into heaven. It is not based on race, face, or place. Whosoever will may come. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Any man. Enter in. Enter in. Any man may enter, but you must enter through the door. Any man may come to Jesus Christ and gain entrance into heaven, but you're only gaining entrance into heaven if you go through the door. You must enter in by and through the door. He explains further, any man enter in, and he says, by me. By me. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. Coming to God is by and through Jesus Christ. Amen. It is by and through Jesus Christ. There is no other door. There is no other way. There is no other person. There is no other Savior. There is no other salvation. Jesus Christ said, by me, if any man enter in. You must come through Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus Christ not only provided for our salvation, Jesus Christ is the provision for our salvation. He is the propitiation for our sins. He is our mercy seat. Remember John's purpose. Do you remember John's purpose in writing his book? John chapter 20, verses 30. Excuse me, in 31. Go ahead and turn there. John 20, 30 and 31. Excuse me. John chapter 20, verse number 30. In many other signs, truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. That's his purpose. So that you might see who Jesus Christ is, believe on him, and be saved. Now I've got to quickly add, believing is not an admission. Somehow we think that if I just say, yeah, I believe that Jesus is the Christ. Yeah, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe. We admit to it. Well, what's the Bible say about that? Well, James tells us that the devils believe and tremble. Are they saved? Not only do they believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, they know he is. They know he's the Christ. They know he's the Son of God. Understand, believing that Jesus is the Christ, believing that he is the Son of God, is not simply an admission that he is those things. True believing that he's the Christ, that he's the Son of God, has ramifications. If he is who he says he is, and he is, and you believe it, it will change who you are and it will change the way you live. Amen. Because he said, repent. He said, come to me. He said, go and sin no more. What he says then carries great weight since he is the Christ, since he is the Son of God. Amen. And if we truly believe, we will follow. We will obey. We will live different lives. We will be born again, recreated in Christ Jesus unto good works. No, we don't work to be saved. Salvation is all of God, all of grace from beginning to end. Amen. But if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and we will be changed. Amen. He said, you've got to come into the door. I am the door. And if we do, we will be different. Amen. The prop, the persons. Number three, the privileges. The privileges. If you will believe that Jesus is the Christ, if you will repent and by faith trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can go in, you can enter in, and the first thing you receive is salvation. Salvation. He tells us here in John chapter 10, verse number 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Salvation is first promised. He shall be saved. Amen. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. In order to get in, you've got to go in through Christ. And if you go in through Christ, you shall be saved. Amen. That Ephesians 2, 8, 9, for by grace are ye saved. The Greek language, the Greek syntax, literally says, in the way it's the wording comes out, you have been saved, you are saved, and you will be saved. Amen. It's an abiding act that continues on forever. When you repent of your sins and trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, when you're born again into the family of God, regenerated by the Holy Spirit, you are saved now and forever. Amen. And God said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He said, I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. Amen. Salvation. Liberty. Liberty. I like what he says in John chapter 10, verse number 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out. Shall go in and out. We have liberty in Jesus Christ because he has set us free from sin. Amen. You know, I am tired of this world saying, you Christians can't do anything. You Christians can't do this and can't do that. You can't have any fun. The fact of the matter is, their sin brings them into bondage. Our salvation gives us liberty. Amen. It's like the chain smoker for 40, 50 years can't quit and says, well, this sets me free. Really? Really? That's freedom? Silly illustration. How many sins are just like that? Come on. They suck you in. They hold on to you. They bring you into chains. They bring you into bondage while the entire time exclaiming, if you participate in my sin, you'll be free. You'll be liberated. You'll be just wonderful. You'll be just great. Everything will be fine when they hold you in bondage. But Jesus Christ said, no, I'll set you free. If you know the truth shall set you free. Amen. Romans 8:1 says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. We've been saved. We're not under any condemnation. We're not going to hell. We've been forgiven, and we're going to heaven, and we have perfect liberty. Amen. But the liberty is liberty to do what is right, not liberty to do what is wrong. Amen. And we've been changed. We want to do what's right. Salvation, liberty, access. Access. I am the door. By me, if any man shall enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in. In. We have access to God himself because of Jesus Christ. Amen. We have access into the very throne room of God because Jesus Christ is the door and we have entered in through him. We have access to God. Go to Hebrews chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us, therefore, come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. Because of Jesus Christ, we have access into God's presence, access to the throne of God, access to God Himself, and we ought to take advantage of that all of the time. Amen. We can go to God pleading for Him to help us, and our Heavenly Father will. Amen. We can run to God and hide in times of trouble. We can run to that throne room and say, God, all the world is against me, but You're on my side. Can I just stay here for a while and hide with You? And He is our hiding place. Fellowship. We now have access to God so that we can spend time with the omnipotent God of the universe, who loved me enough to create me and then save me, and who wants to spend time with me. Amazing. I have access because of that. Instruction. I can go and sit at the feet of Jesus and learn from Him, because He's the door. I entered in at the door. I'm saved. I have access to Him, to God. And enjoyment. I can just go and spend time with my Savior. Amen. I have access. There's also egress. Shall go in. He also says, and out. And out. I enter into the throne room of God for pleading and hiding and fellowship and instruction and enjoyment and to spend time with God. I go out to serve Him. I go out to make Him known. I go out to let others know that my God is God, my Savior is Savior, that my Jesus Christ is the door. And if any man enter in, by Him they can be saved. We not only come in to spend time with God, we must go out to serve the God who has saved us. Amen. Because let's be honest, someone left the sheepfold and came and told you the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Someone got up from the table and came and brought you the message where you can meet Jesus Christ. Someone left and went out into the world and found you. It is now our job, our duty, our responsibility to leave the sheepfold and to tell someone else of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a song that gets sung around here every now and then. My house is full, but my field is empty. Sad state of affairs in Christianity. Everyone wants to gather around the table of God. Everyone wants to spend time with God. Everyone wants to get involved in the worship and praise of God. Everyone wants to get involved in learning from the Word of God, but few want to actually go out and serve that God, to tell others about Him. And yet we're told we come in through the door, Jesus Christ, but we're to go out, back in the world, that we might model what Jesus Christ can and do through a life, and then open our mouths and tell people that they too can be saved. Amen. And last, nourishment. Nourishment. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Find pasture. Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and we'll get to that next week, said, I will lead you to green pastures. I will lead you where you can be fed, where you can be taken care of, where you will be nourished, where you will be provided for. God will take care of his sheep. Amen. He will make sure we have everything that we need. Amen. Amen. I remember an old pastor of mine, Dr. G.B. Vick, would describe this door and say on the outside of the door, it says, "Whosoever will may come." He said, you stepped in on the other side and you looked back over the door, it said, "Chosen before the foundations of the earth." God doesn't make anybody get saved. But he knows who will be saved. Amen. He knows. And if you're standing on this side, you need to make that decision and go through the door. There's a song we teach our kids. One door and only one. And yet, its sides are two. I'm on the inside. On which side are you? Our Father, thank you for all that you've done. Thank you that you provided salvation for us in your body on the tree. You took our sin penalty and paid it in full. Thank you. Lord, I pray that we would understand there is only one way. There's only one door. And you are that door. Many who are here with us today have entered in. They are saved. And Lord, we thank you for that. If there's anyone in our midst who has never entered in, they've never come to you in salvation, I pray that you would show them today that there is no other door. You are that door. They can come to you, but they must come through you. Lord, for those of us who are saved, help us to understand we have access. We can come in. We have liberty in Jesus Christ to do what is right. We have egress. We need to go out and tell others that they too might enter in. Lord, bless us right now in all the decisions that we make. Guide and direct in everything in Jesus' name. Amen. With every head bowed, every eye closed, today you say, Pastor, I am saved. I have entered in through the door. I know my sins are forgiven. I know that Jesus Christ is my Savior. I know I'm going to heaven. I've entered in through the door. I'm saved and I know it. Put your hand up as a testimony to that fact. You're saved, you know it. Put your hand up. Amen. God bless you. Amen. That's great. Amen. 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 You put your hands down. Amen. Amen. Christian, we enter in, we're never the same. Our lives should be marked by purity. Our lives should be marked by holiness. Oh, we won't be perfect, but we're striving for perfection. We're heading in that direction. We make a mistake. We seek forgiveness, make restitution. We get it right, and we move forward for our Savior. We tell other people. We let them know that salvation is for them as well. You say, Pastor, pray for me. God spoke to me today. Pray for me. Just slip your hand up. Pastor, pray for me. Amen. God bless you. Amen. 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 Maybe you're with us and you say, Pastor, I've never been saved. I've never entered into the door through Jesus Christ. I don't know I'm going to heaven. I don't know my sins are forgiven. I don't know that Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. Pastor, would you pray for me? Anyone like that, put your hand up. Put it back down. Pastor, I don't know. I'm not sure. Would you pray for me? Just put your hand up. Put it back down. We love you here. We want to pray for you. Jesus Christ, the door, loves you. He died in your place. He paid your sin penalty in full. He said, if any man enter in, that's you. That's you. Pastor, I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyone at all, just slip your hand up, put it back down. Our Father, bless us now as we make these decisions. Lord, you've laid some things on our heart. Now I pray that we would commit them to you. I pray that those who are saved would commit to making the decision, to living out their Christianity in front of this world, that we might tell them of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For anyone in our midst who is unsaved, show them their great need. There's only one way to heaven. There's only one way to God. Only one way to enter in, and you are the door. Draw them to you today. Bless now in these decisions. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Let's all stand. Grab a hymn book right in front of you. Turn to page 319. 319. As we sing this hymn of invitation, we invite you to respond. If God has spoken to your heart, if there's a decision He wants you to make, make that decision right now on the very first verse. The altars are open for you up front. If you need to speak to me, come. I'll be waiting for you right down front. If you need to be saved, I'll have someone take a Bible and show you how you can know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, how you can enter in to the door, through the door, into God's presence. Won't you come as we sing verse number 1?